I'd like to begin this morning by reading a section from one of the letters of Shinran Shonin. This is, I think, particularly meaningful for us today as we observe our Shotsuki Hoyo, as this is a letter that Shinran wrote in condolence to one of his members and expresses his understanding of this great transformation at the end of life. まず親鸞聖人のお手紙の言葉をいただいてから始まります。これは疫病とか飢饉が流行った時期にたくさんの同胞が亡くなれた時期にこういう、亡くなった方のお別れについての言葉ですから、今日の正月法要にふさわしい御参題だと思います。 Please join me in 合唱お願いします。It is saddening that so many people, both young and old, men and women, have died this year and last. But the Tathagata taught the truth of life's impermanence for us fully, so you must not be distressed by it. I, for my own part, attach no significance to the condition, good or bad, of persons in their final moments. People in whom Shinjin, the heart of entrusting in Amida Buddha, is determined, do not doubt, and so abide among the truly settled. For this reason, their end also, even for those ignorant and foolish and lacking in wisdom, is a happy one.
何よりも、去年から今年にかけて、寮なく男女を問わず、多くの人々が亡くなったことは本当に悲しいことです。けれども、命あるものは必ず死ぬという無常の道理は、すでに釈尊が詳しくお説きになった、なっているのですから、驚かれるようなことではありません。私自身はどのような人事を迎えようとも、その良し悪しは問題にはなりません。信心が定まった人は本願を疑う心がないので、症状寿の位に定まっているのです。だから、この愚かで知恵のない私たちであっても、尊い臨時を迎えるのですと、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。
Once again, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our February Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial, the service in which we reflect upon the lives of those who have crossed over to the other shore in the past in this month of February. This month, we also reflect upon the life of Shakyamuni Buddha, who himself passed over to the other shore in the month of February. We have our Nirvana Day Sutra is coming up next Sunday when we will observe the passing of Shakyamuni Buddha into Parinirvana, the state of perfect tranquility at the end of his life in this world. And so as I was reflecting on this service we're holding today, I was also reminded of Shakyamuni Buddha's the end period of his life, and the example, I believe, that he sets for us as we reflect on the lives of our loved ones who have crossed over to the other shore.
今度2月は、釈迦様の、が、入滅なさった、涅槃園もありますので、私たちの今日を忍ぶ先方者とともに2月に釈迦様が入滅に、寂静に入られたので、こういう今年、今月は釈迦牟尼如来の、入滅の直前にのあった出来事は、私たちにとっては非常に意義のある教えがその中にあると私が思います。
In the year prior to Shakyamuni Buddha's passing away, Shakyamuni Buddha was the historical Buddha who lived in India about 2,500 years ago. And shortly before he passed away, his leading disciples, one of his disciples by the name of Shariputra, who was very close to the Buddha, who had a deep karmic connection with the Buddha and could sense that the Buddha's time in this world was drawing near, began to reflect on what it would mean for the Buddha to pass from this world. And as he reflected, he came to a realization that in the case of a Buddha, that his chief disciples, his closest disciples, always pass away before the Buddha. And so Shariputra knew then that his time was even closer than the Buddha's. So in the Buddhist tradition, there are certain common traits that all Buddhas share. They all have two chief disciples, and those chief disciples all pass into nirvana, all pass away before the Buddhas do. And so Shariputra knew that his time was drawing near. So he began to reflect upon, where would I like to spend my last days? Where would be the fitting place for me to depart from this world? And as he was reflecting upon it, he remembered his own mother. His own mother, who was still living, and reflected upon the fact that she had not yet embraced the Buddha's teaching. And so he thought, this person with whom I have the deepest connection, I must go to her one last time in the hope that she can find the joy and peace of mind that I know in this teaching. Shakyamuni Butsu no Butsu deshi no hitori Sharihotsu. Sharihotsu sonja Shakyamuni Butsu no hijouni idai na butsu deshi, chie daiichi to iwareteru Sharihotsu desu ga, Sharihotsu ga Shakyamuni Nyorai to goen ga fukakute, Shakyamuni Nyorai ga nyumetsu suru mai ni ja Shakyamuni Nyorai ga nakunattara dou naru ka to kangaetara, でそれを瞑想に入って考えたら、ふさわしいのはその親しい仏弟子の2人がその前に入滅するのがいつもあることですから、じゃあ私の命がもっと短いと気づいたことですね。でその自分の命がもうこれから先が長いことを気づいたら、どこで臨終をしようと思ってたら、じゃあお母さんのところに帰って、お母さんはまだ仏様の身教えに心を受け入れてないので、そのお母さんのところに行って、この仏様の教えはもう一回最後に伝えようとしたんですね。 And so having paid his deep respects to Shakyamuni Buddha, his teacher, and received the Buddha's blessing for their final parting, then Shariputra set off with his close disciple Kunda and an assembly of 500 monks to return home to his native home. Now he was he's from a family of wealthy Brahmins, and his mother had 7 children who had all become disciples of the Buddha and all become arhats. And so this large assembly of people followed Shariputra back home. And you can imagine his mother's surprise when her son returns home with 500 people in tow, saying, "Hi, Mom, these people are going to be staying for a little while with us." して、シャリホツが実家に帰ったら、500人の仏弟子を連れて帰ったんですね。お母さんはどれほどびっくりしたんですね。こういうたくさんの人が、まあ、シャリホツの兄弟は7人が、共に出家をして、悟りを開かれたらそうですので、非常にという仏様の教えとご縁が深い家族ですけど、まだお母さんの方は仏様の身教えを受け入れてなかったそうです。 So she arrives and she's very surprised. She's like, "Does he want to go back to lay life now at this age? Okay, well, I welcome him back. Let's put him up in his old room." So she puts him backin his old room that he had as a child. そして子供の時にずっといてた部屋に、じゃあどうぞここに泊まってください。And she arranged for lodging and provisions for the other 500 disciples who had followed. そしてその残りの500人の宿と食べ物を用意したんですね。And so now Shariputra realized that the time is ripe. My mother is very curious about why I am here. And so it's a time to to begin to teach her. And then it said that evening that he became very ill. All of a sudden, he was struck by dysentery. So he had been able to anticipate with his enlightened mind that he was going to have this illness. And so he was home and he began to become very ill. And as he was lying there very sick, then all of these heavenly kings began to come to visit.
して、シャリホツが病気になって、大変な病気になったら、苦しい病気になったら、四天王、天皇がまず来るんですね。
So after they came and Shariputra said, why are you here? What brings you here? Say, oh, we've come here to take care of you as you're sick. We want to try to get you better. And Shariputra said, leave it alone. Said, leave it alone. Leave me be. This is my karma coming to fruition.
そしてその四天王が、まあ看病したいと言ってて。で、シャリホツが、いりませんと言うんですね。これはこの命がこういう今から終わるんですので、この看病はいりません。よろしくお帰りになってください。
So he sends them off. Then, one by one, these illustrious gods from the Hindu tradition, Shaka and Brahma. So these are important figures in the Indian religious tradition, figures that Shariputra's mother herself was deeply devoted to. So she sees all these people coming and going, and one by one, Shariputra greets them courteously, but then sends them off.
じゃあ一人一人を礼儀正しく対応するんですけど、待遇するんですけど、それでじゃあ帰ってくださいと言われるんですね。お母さんがこれ見たら大変気になるんですね。
ちょっと不思議な方が次々と来るので、どうなってるかと息子さんに頼みます。So she asks her son, who are all these people that are coming? Said, oh, well, that first group, those were the four heavenly kings. She said, they come to bow down before you? Are you greater than them? He says, to my teacher, they're like his bodyguards. They've been protecting his teaching since he became enlightened. She said, well, who are those other people? Said, well, next came Chakra. She said, Chakra? The powerful god? He said, yes, Chakra came. She said, are you greater than him? He said, Chakra is like a novice carrying the begging bowl of my teacher. He says, wow, who was that last guy? Said, that was Brahma, the great god Brahma, who you yourself worship daily. Are you greater than him? He says, when my teacher became enlightened, Brahma was there to welcome him on a net of gold. So she realizes, whoa, if these people come to treat my son in this way, imagine how wonderful his teacher must be. And then at that moment, Shariputra realized that she was ready to hear the teachings of the Buddha. And so he provided her with the teaching. And then at that moment, then she realized an awakening and peace of mind. She said, why didn't you tell me before so that I could have cared for you and supported the Sangha all this time? Shariputra realized in that moment that she had attained an awakening, that her heart was settled in the Dharma. And he said, okay, now I can go in peace.
そして次々とその立派な方々がシャリホツのところに行って、次々と看病して、でお母さんがそれを見たら、これは誰が来るんですか？次々と四天王と釈天王と梵天とかいろいろな素晴らしいヒンズー教のずっとお母さんが拝んできた神様がシャリホツのところに最後にお見舞いに来るんですから、じゃああなたは息子さんがそれほど尊い立派な方ですか。で、シャリホツが私の師匠お釈迦様がすべてこの人たちのが尊敬している存在です。それを聞いたらお母さんはじゃあこの詩を聞こうという心が出てきて、そこでシャリホツが身教えを伝えて、お母さんがその教えを聞いたら、なぜここまで待ってたんですか、私にこの教えを伝わるかと聞いて、でそこでシャリホツはじゃあ感謝する心が誤ってきた、それは
この詩を聞くことができて、じゃあ私がこれからお浄土の、こういう、入滅できるということですね。
So then shortly thereafter, Shariputra passed away. He passed away, and so his mother arranged a beautiful funeral service for him, like the funeral services we hold for our loved ones. And then the disciple, Shariputra's close companion, the Buddha's disciple, Kunda, carried his remains back to the Buddha and said, first he went to the Buddha's chief attendant, Ananda, and said, Shariputra has passed away. I've brought his remains. When Ananda heard this, he was heartbroken. He was devastated. And he went to the Buddha, completely upset, devastated, and said, Shariputra has passed away. I'm heartbroken at this news, but I wanted to tell you. And the Buddha said something very interesting. He says, Why are you so down? Did he take your own ability to follow my teachings with him when he passed? And Ananda said, no, he did not, but he was so kind and so good to me. He was such a good friend and a good disciple that I miss him so dearly. The Buddha said, I've been saying all this time, whatever is born will pass from this world. This is the truth unchanging, the truth of impermanence. It's sad. Sad, but you must realize that your ability to study my teachings lies in your own heart alone. Rely on the Dharma and rely on yourself and your own practice of my teaching. That is your way to enlightenment. You don't need to rely on others. It's sad when we part, but you need to find your own path. You need to stay focused on this teaching. And then the Buddha had among his disciples a beautiful ceremony in remembrance of Shariputra, and he praised Shariputra's virtues. He praised his virtues and established a stupa where his disciples could go and remember him. And this is very similar to what we do. If we think about what we do when we lose our loved ones, we come to hear the teachings of the Buddha. We're reminded of this truth of impermanence. And then we hold a beautiful ceremony showing our appreciation, and we praise the virtues. We have personal remembrances, and we think about the wonderful things about this person we have parted from. And then we establish a place, a gravesite, a niche, someplace where we go to have hakamaiti, where we go to remember our loved ones. So this is a wonderful teaching that we receive from the Buddha, that the Buddha gave to his own disciples. So Shariputra created, in his passing away, created this circumstance for the Buddha to show us how to remember our own loved ones. And we continue that tradition today with our Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial. して、Shariputra が亡くなったら、そういう立派なお葬式を家で営んで、そしてお骨を釈迦様のところに連れて帰って、まずShariputra の弟子、仲間のクンダが、アンナンダ、釈迦様の仏弟子に、シャリホツが亡くなったよ。骨持って帰った。で、アンナンダがそれを聞いたら、大変落ち込んで悲しくなって、釈迦様に報告に行きます。で、釈迦様がここで言うことは面白いですね。人が亡くなるのはみんなそうですよ。驚くほどのことじゃないです。もちろん悲しいですけど、あなたが悟りの道を歩めることは、シャリホツによって歩めるわけじゃないんですね。もちろん、シャリホツは今までにいろいろ手伝ってくれたんですけど、あなた自身が一人で歩める道ですから、それを忘れないように、仏様の私の身教えに頼りにして、自分の人生を頼りにしなさいという教えを説かれたんですね。そしてシャリホツのお葬式、また釈迦様のところに営んで、釈迦様がシャリホツの素晴らしいところを褒めて、でお墓を作るんですね。私たちはこのように釈迦様のことを同じように今日の先方者をこういう忍ぶことができますね。 So if we think about this letter from Shinran, it really echoes the words of Shakyamuni Buddha, doesn't it?
It's a time when there were many diseases. He lost many friends. He said, this is sad, but as the Buddha taught us, impermanence is part of all of our lives.
親鸞聴にも同じように言うんですね。 お別れが悲しいですね。 でも別れるのはみんなそうですね。
And then 親鸞 also points us in this direction. Just as the Buddha celebrated Shariputra, passing into Nirvana, being free from all suffering, we celebrate our loved ones receiving birth in the Pure Land. And 親鸞 says, all of the loved ones, everyone we remember today at our Shotsuki Hoyo, is now received that same great benefit of Shariputra, free from all difficulty. And so in that way, we can also observe their passing, just as the Buddha observed the passing of Shariputra.
親鸞聴人が言うのは、私たちの先方者もシャリホツと同じように阿弥陀如来の働きによってお浄土に往生ができたと言うんですね。
今日の先方者はみんな、シャリホツのような素晴らしい涅槃の地に届いたことができたので、それも心の安らぎになるんですね。 So as we observe our February Shotsuki Hoyo this month of Shakyamuni Buddha's passing into Nirvana, let us take comfort in the truth that our loved ones too have realized that perfect benefit of Nirvana through birth in the Pure Land.
今日の釈迦様の仏弟子、釈迦様の涅槃を営む2月の正月法要を営む時は、この先方者も同じように涅槃の地に届いて、阿弥陀如来の働きによって悟りの地に届いたことの安心をいただいて営むことがよろしいということでございます。
We'll conclude here. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho, お願いします。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿